You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
This escape room is an interactive audio experience. To begin, ensure you cannot see track popularity indicators. For more interactive audio, experience our award-winning 3D audio fantasy, The Fairy Tree, at owlfield.com.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
I'm making Just keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
And now, escape room frequency.
Call received today at 3:41 a.m. from unknown number.
Lenny, they're coming. This is it for me. Maggie's gone. I can't reach Bill. The network has collapsed. You're it, pal. The copies are in the nest, just like we planned. You know where. You won't have much time.
Come on, Lenny. They're coming. Finish it. They're coming.
Escape Room Frequency. Written and directed by Michel LaFrance. Produced by The Owl Field. To win this escape room, you must solve all the puzzles within 60 minutes. You will be the one timing your performance, so prepare a stopwatch that counts up from zero. In 6 minutes, you will hear this sound. Start your stopwatch when you hear it, and don't stop your stopwatch until you hear the sound again at the end of the story.
It's not much further, just past here.
You weren't kidding, Mads. This guy's way off the grid.
Yeah. We could have made it clearer that this was less of a walk, more of an expedition.
This is important. The man needs help.
This game includes 40 audio tracks, but your goal is to find and solve the 9 puzzle tracks. The rest of the tracks are decoys. This track contains the first puzzle. Solve the puzzle by discovering its hidden code, and use this code to find the next puzzle track. For instance, if you think the code is 1234, choose the track titled 1234. The code is revealed at the end of the puzzle track if you haven't discovered it sooner. But be warned, to finish in time, you must hurry. So as soon as you think you know the code, immediately advance to the track whose title matches that code. The longer you take on each track, the less likely you'll finish in time. If you get the code wrong, you will need to go back and continue working on the puzzle. Before leaving a puzzle, you may want to make a note of the current track name and the current track time in case you're wrong and need to return.
So, what's up with this guy?
Lenny suffers from elevated paranoia, conspiracies, that kind of thing. He confides in me sometimes, but he's gone missing.
I think we're about to go missing.
The puzzle tracks must be completed in sequence. To ensure you don't accidentally skip any puzzles, at the start of every track, the story's characters will describe the puzzle that precedes it. If this doesn't match the puzzle you were just working on, the code is wrong and you must go back and continue working on the puzzle. If you cannot see the track titles, go to owlfield.com/frequency.
There's this trailer.
Finally.
Yeah, I gotta agree with Dylan. How'd you even know where this place was?
He mentioned it once, though it seemed like an accident. Come on.
Is that thing camouflaged?
Pay attention. Get a pad and pencil. Write things down.
What's the plan here, Matt?
We're just checking on him. I'm worried he's given up getting help.
As always, the Owl Fields productions are specially designed for headphone playback using 3D audio. Wear headphones and listen in a quiet environment to have the best chance of succeeding. This should be in your right ear. Good luck.
You sure he's not a threat? If this place is a secret, he'll be pretty surprised to see us.
Yeah, okay. Let's just approach quietly.
Is it just me, or does this trailer not have any windows?
Yeah, weird.
I hear him.
Dude's bugging out.
I don't know, Mats. Maybe we should come back another time.
Now is the right time. This is when he needs the most help. Lenny? Lenny!
What's that? Who's there?
It's Madison.
Madison?
What are you doing? Who are they?
Oh, it's fine. It's fine, Lenny. They're friends.
Hi.
I know you're probably wondering
Yeah, we don't have time for this. Come in now. All of you.
Okay, yeah. Come on, guys.
Sure.
Hurry, come on. I have something for you to do. I'm looking for a reel for the tape machine. Nothing is more important. It's here somewhere. Find it.
Real what?
Sure. What does it look like?
It's marked Dr. Bauer, 1971.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
Where is he going?
On the table, channel one.
Whoa!
Channel Lenny! One,
what the hell?
Lenny!
Did he just lock us in here?
What the hell? Mads, what is this?
Mads?
I don't know. He's way more agitated than usual.
Hey, let us out! Guys, how is this door so heavy? What is up with this trailer?
The walkie-talkie.
What did he say? Channel one? Hey, let us out or we'll wreck your shit!
Will!
Don't wreck my shit!
Is this guy for real?
Give it. Lenny, what is going on?
I'll explain, but find that reel.
Just find the reel, guys. He'll let us out after.
He better.
What a joke.
Okay, Lenny, we're looking for it. Now, what is going on?
Okay, listen to me very carefully. Get out a stopwatch. Anything that will keep track of time, mobile phone, watch, anything you got. This is extremely important. In about 1 minute, I'll have you press start on the stopwatch.
Okay, prepare a stopwatch.
They're real, Madison. No one ever believes us, but they're real. They're out there, and they're testing us.
Okay, he's definitely talking about aliens. Aliens.
What do we have to do with this?
I can't be in two places at once.
What? He expects us to find a reel in here? It's a needle in a pile of needles.
Yeah. Hoarder much? This guy really likes retro audio equipment. Who needs this many radios?
Oh!
What?
I found it. Dr. Bauer. Look.
Put it on, I guess.
All right. What was that?
Madison?
Yeah?
You hear that?
Yeah?
That's him, Madison. This is it. Start your stopwatch on my mark.
Okay, get ready.
In 3, 2, 1, mark. We have 60 minutes. 60 minutes to break the codes.
What codes?
You find the reel?
Yeah.
Yes, I knew I could count on you. Now play it and listen for the code.
What code?
Okay.
Are you serious?
Just play it, Will.
All right.
This is a challenge. Still no improvement in Mr. Lott's state of delirium. His daughter continues to affirm her claim that he's been abducted by extraterrestrials. Likely cause is still an extreme response to stress. I'm ready to rule out previous suggestions of recreational drug use. As a doctor, I'm required to pursue aiding this man in any way I can. As a man of faith, I admit I've sought advice from my pastor. I fear an exorcism may be required.
Okay. We're gonna die.
What was that?
Did he say exorcism?
Yeah.
How are we doing, Madison?
We're not sure. It's a bit weird. There's something about an exorcism?
Yeah, that's the one. Has to be. There's a code in there somewhere.
Okay.
Madison!
Look, he's not intent on hurting us. The man just needs help. I say we play along. He's isolated out here. We surprised him. We're probably just a shock to the system. I know him, all right? He's just fixated on this code. Yeah, he'll let us out once we've found it.
Mads.
Please, trust me.
All right, fine.
Lenny, what kind of code are we listening for?
It's a 4-digit number.
Okay, 4-digit code, guys.
There weren't any numbers in that recording.
No.
I get why the doctor thinks the guy needs an exorcism, though. Sounded like he was speaking in tongues.
Sounds like when you play children's music backwards and there's a satanic
message. Yeah. Illuminati confirmed.
Is that true?
Illuminati? Of course.
No, backwards messages in music. I've never heard anything backwards.
Oh, I can rig this thing to play backwards. You just flip this.
Talk to me, Madison.
Hold on, Lenny.
There.
Oh,
that's creepy.
Very faint.
Did you hear that, Mads? It said, Madison, time to die. Hey, come on, man, that was great.
What's wrong, Will?
You think we could play that again?
Why?
This is gonna sound crazy, but it kinda sounded like the number 4 at the end.
In the recording?
Yeah. You know, obviously not, but...
Now that would be some serious trolling.
Are you serious? When we played it backwards just now, you heard the number 4?
Yeah.
But that's how backward messages are always discovered. We're programmed to look for patterns, so we'll just pick out anything that sounds remotely like a word. And if someone tells you it'll say, "Die, farty buttface," then you'll hear it because of confirmation bias.
I know.
I want to hear it. It could be something. Maybe there's numbers in there.
Yeah, why not? Not like we're going anywhere.
There, 4.
Yeah, definitely.
What? I'm sure of it now. And there's a 3.
Yeah, Will, you're a genius.
What? How?
Don't listen to the doctor. The patient in the background. Look, I'll play it again.
Yeah.
In the back. Ignore the doctor. The patient is talking backwards.
No way.
Yeah, listen.
That's
incredible.
So it starts with 3.
Yeah, And then it's the 5.
And we know it ends with 4.
Right.
I missed the other one.
I think it was 7.
So what's that give us?
3, 5, 7, 4?
Yeah. Okay.
Great.
Guys!
Tell Lenny.
Lenny.
Madison?
We may have something for you here.
Really? Lay it on me.
The code is 3574. Repeat, 3574.
Remember, jump to the track whose title matches the code as soon as you figure it out, or you won't escape in time. This puzzle's code is 3574. Advance to the track titled 3574.